Now let's continue on. Let's come to Revelation 14. Now, I remember when I gave the sermon concerning the mark of the beast, what was that, 6 years ago, somewhere around there, with the digital angel inserted chip, somewhere around there. And I said, the mark of the beast is here, and everybody got all excited. And I said, whoa. I said, they're going to have to refine it a whole lot more, and I'll show you how much they have refined it now. But let's ask the question, in order to have the mark of the beast, what must you have already in position first? All right, let's come to Revelation 13 here, and let's read it. Verse 16, and he causes all. Now, this means each and every one, and we're talking about worldwide. Okay? He causes all, the small and the great, the rich and the poor, the free and the bond, to receive a mark in their right hands or in their foreheads, so that no one may have the ability, and the Greek there is dunamis, meaning the power, the ability, to buy and sell unless he has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Now, what has to be set up in order to enforce this? You have to have the whole world banking system set up first. So I believe their plan is this. Let there be inflation, let it run away, let everything collapse, and then bring on the world money system. It'll start out with money and credit cards. Debit card. What will that entail then? As I mentioned years ago, you have to have a single numbering system that is uniform for all people in order to run it and know who has what and buy and sell. So the whole system has to be in place before you can have the enforcement of it. You can't come along and enforce it if you don't have the system. See? Now, let's look at another thing, because I debated back and forth on this quite a while. Because if you follow along here in Revelation 14, and let's pick it up beginning in verse 6. Revelation 14 and verse 6. And I asked the question as I was going through, when does this take place? The three angels' messages. Let's read it, verse 6. And I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on the earth, and to every nation and tribe and language and people. Now, what I want you to do is come back here to verse 7, chapter 13. Let's read this. And it was given power to make war against the saints and to overcome them, and he was given authority over every tribe and language and nation. Isn't that what we just have up here? And they add the word people, correct? So this is worldwide. When does that happen? I think we'll have a clue here a little later. Saying with a loud voice, fear God, give glory to him, because the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and the foundations of the waters. Who has the world been worshiping? Chapter 13, the beast, right? All the world worships him. Okay? Verse 8, the second angel. And another angel followed, saying, the great city Babylon is fallen because the wine of the wrath of her fornication, which she has given all nations to drink. That's the announcing of it. The fall has not yet occurred. God always announces it before it occurs. When does it occur? We covered that last time, Revelation 18. Okay? Now let's read this one here. And a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worship the beast and his image and receives the mark in his forehead or in his hand, He shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is mixed undiluted in the cup of his wrath, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the sight of the holy angels and of the Lamb. All right? When do you warn people not to take the mark of the beast? Before it is enforced. When is the mark of the beast going to be enforced? Well, let's answer the question this way. First, there has to be the system, and it's going to be an ordinary banking system. Then there will be the mark of the beast to be received on a voluntary basis for those who want it. Just like today, if you have one of those car key swipers with your credit card, you can go to the store and you can use it, but it's not required. However, the system is there, right? So you must have the system first. Okay? So this has to be before they enforce it. Now that tells us what? Will there be a lot of people not accepting the mark of the beast? Yes. They'll use the banking system until it becomes mandatory for the right hand and in the forehead. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And so here comes the warning for all of those of you who haven't voluntarily already received it. That's the implication. Don't take it. All right, now let's read the next verse here. And the smoke of their torment ascends into the ages of eternity. Now notice, it is not there that they are tormented into the ages of eternity. The smoke of their torment ascends into the ages of eternity. What does that mean? Well, they now know that the earth has like a seal around it. And it's up way up in the stratosphere. And they've been able for the first time to see that that stratosphere will open up, boop, let out radiation, let out all sorts of pollutants. Where does it go? It goes into the heaven, right? Then it closes up. What happens when you put something in space? It stays there forever, right? Just like the space probers that we sent out. They were astonished that one of them got clear out. They could detect it was getting close to Pluto, and with 3 volts of electricity, they could communicate those billions of miles with that space probe, and it would answer back. It's still out there going someplace, see? Now, what is smoke? Smoke is particles, right? So that's what is ascending continuously in space. All right? Let's read on. Here is why this gives us a clue. The next verse gives us a clue. Next 2 verses gives us a clue as to the probable timing of the 3 angels' messages. Verse 12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are the ones who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. You have both. All who say it's faith only and no law are wrong, because if you have faith, you will obey. And what will you obey? You will obey God. How does God say it, what we should do? Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments, right? Yes. Okay. Now notice the next one, verse 13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from this time forward. Yea, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. All right. Now, if this is given right just before the resurrection, how can you have blessed are those who die in the Lord from this time forward? How many saints are there going to be dying? Well, is there not a martyrdom in the 5th seal back in Revelation, the 6th chapter? Okay. So when does this warning occur? All three of these occur before the Great Tribulation. They would have to. They occur before the enforcement of the mark of the beast, but the system must be here first. Now, what will happen when they have that system? Going to solve a lot of problems. You have world currency. Now, if you want to go online and look up world currency, and they have a website that tells all about it. I've got all the material on it, but I'll just summarize it for you very shortly here, which is this. What is the biggest financial problem in the speculative market today in the world? In world financing and national currencies. Speculation on currencies. In 1992, George Soros almost broke the Bank of England by shorting the pound. And that's what's happening to the dollar. They're shorting it. And it goes down, 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 and loses value, see. When you have a single world currency, no exchange rate, you have the phenomena that there will be instantaneously a prosperity for all people that they have never had before. So you collapse the whole system first, get rid of all currencies, you have all the central banks lined up for the new world system, you have it all worked out with the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, all the 27 central banks, all worked out, all the regulations, you collapse the whole financial system as it is now. You let everyone suffer for, what, 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, a year, and then you say, well, we're working on the new system, and here it is, but they've already got it worked out, okay? And it will accomplish what they've needed to accomplish for world wages and world pricing. With a world depression, and I've got here, IMF admits the West is in a depression, and if we are, the rest of the world will soon follow. But with a worldwide depression, all currencies being bankrupt at the same time, everyone not being able to have jobs, they're going to suffer for a while, but what does that do? It makes every laborer in every category, in every nation, on the same status. No more unions. A carpenter in this country, a carpenter in China, a carpenter in Russia would be paid the same. Likewise for all. See? Now, hold your place here in Revelation because we're coming back and come to 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. Actually, it's back just a few pages from where we are. Not too far. Okay, 1 Thessalonians, 5th chapter. And I've read this many times and I've wondered, how is this going to be? See, I think I covered it last time with the beast. If you have a world government brought in by a world currency and it says no one is able to make war against the beast, why? Because it takes money to wage war, doesn't it, huh? They will have no money to fight with. Now, chapter 5, 1 Thessalonians. Now concerning the times and seasons, brethren, there is no need that I write you. For you yourselves understand perfectly that the day of the Lord will come exactly as a thief by night. For when they shall say, peace and security, or peace and prosperity, then sudden destruction comes upon them as travail comes upon a woman who is with child, and they shall not escape. Question, when have we ever had peace? Answer, never. But if there is a world system of financing which brings in a world government and no one is able to make war with the beast, and now you have a world currency that brings prosperity to everyone, just like it did to Germany when they brought the new currency in after Hitler took power, right? Remember what happened? They had jobs. Everyone was working. That's exactly what's going to happen. When they collapse all the monetary systems and banks in the world by design, then they bring in the new system, it's going to have the same effect. People will start hiring, people will have some certainty, businesses will be able to invest, and all of this thing will come about. So that's when this verse will be fulfilled. Now, we're to know the times and seasons, that is through the holy days, but we don't know exactly when all of these things are going to take place. But we can see it shaping up. Okay? Now, let's come back here to Revelation 13 again. And let's just review here, okay? There has to be the world banking system come to the full. Just like a political system. Order for that to take place, let's come over here to Revelation 17 again. And let's read this system that is coming up. And let's read something that I don't think that we have really understood, because the political system also has to be in place. But we find a very strange wording in this verse. All right, let's pick it up here. Verse 7. Then the angel said to me, "Why are you amazed? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the seven heads and the ten horns. And the beast that you saw was and is not, but is about to come up out of the abyss and shall go into perdition," meaning its roots are right out of Satanism. "And those who dwell on the earth, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, shall be astonished when they shall see the beast that was, but is not, and yet is." Okay? So here we have. Yes. Let's continue. Here is the mind that has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. There are seven kings, five are fallen. One is, at the time the vision was given, and the other has not yet come. And when he has come, it is ordained that he remain a little while. And the beast that was and is not, he is also the eighth, and is of the seventh, and goes into perdition. Now, if you'll please turn in your Bibles to page 1366. And we have an explanation of the seven heads. And we find that under the column, Revelation 17. Okay, let's read right down with it. "Great whore, mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of the harlots and abomination of the earth." Okay, that's the whole system. Then there is the woman who rode the beast. Then we have the first head ridden by the beast, which is Imperial Rome. Okay, come over to the right. See Imperial Restoration of the Empire by Justinian. Okay. Then we have the second head. Come over to the right. That's the Frankish Kingdom, and it began in 774. Charlemagne, and he was actually called Karl, and he was German. Okay. Crowned by the Pope in 800. Third head, ridden by the woman. Holy Roman Empire, the German head, Otto the Great, was crowned by the Pope in 962. The fourth head, ridden by the woman, the Habsburg dynasty, Austrian head, and then Charles the Great, crowned by the Pope in 1530. And by the way, the House of Habsburg is still there. And the descendants of the House of Habsburg are still working for a united Europe and the United Nations. Most people don't even know that. See? Okay? Fifth head, ridden by the woman, Napoleon's kingdom. French head, crowned by the Pope in 1805. Actually, the Pope reached up to put it on him. He took it out of the Pope's hand and put it on himself. Sixth head, the one that is at the time that the prophecy was given, that's the one that is. The Bismarck, Germany, 1871 to the end of World War I. The seventh head, the one is to come, has occurred, Revelation 17:10, and this is Germany and Italy, Mussolini and Hitler. The eighth beast that was and is not and yet is becomes the beast of Revelation 13:1-8 with seven heads and 10 horns. These fight against the Lamb. All right? That's why this must refer to the King of the North, because something has got to happen in Europe to revive this whole system. Something has to happen with the Arabs, the Muslims, and I've got to give a sermon on that yet. But the final one will be of the seventh system, but the eighth. Okay? Now, let's come back here to Revelation 17 again, and let's read it. Now, let's read verse 12. And the 10 horns that you saw are 10 kings, but notice this statement, who have not received a kingdom, but shall receive authority as kings 1 hour with the beast, right at the end. So there will be this world government, but these kings do not receive power until right at the end. So this helps verify the fact you must have the world financial system come first, then you can have the world government then developed out of that. Then, as we have shown, the 10 kings represent 10 regions, starting out as financial regions. And then those who are the head of the financial regions become kings 1 hour with the beast. Now notice what else it says. These all have one mind and shall give up their power and authority to the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb. Where do we find that? Revelation 16 and Revelation 19, right? But the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called and chosen and faithful. You see, these prophecies can only be understood in the light of today's world and what is happening. Couldn't understand them 25 years ago. Every commentary you would read does not have a clue as to what these things are, because we have the promise in Daniel 12 that at the end the wise shall understand. But the only way we're going to understand is to do what Jesus said. Watch what's going on and then know the Bible. Study the Word of God. Know what it says. So we'll be able to understand what it means. But look, doesn't this make much more sense than anything you have ever heard in the past about how there's going to come a world government? It can't come until you have first the world financial system. Then just before the tribulation begins, the three angels will give their warning messages. And when they're done giving it, bang, the tribulation starts, and that pulls us right back to Revelation 6 and brings us to finishing up the rest of it. Now, let's talk a little bit about the mark of the beast. Why will it be so attractive? Number one, you can buy anything. Number two, you don't have to have money. Number three, it is not going to be a chip. That's what they've experimented with, but the chip does what? Just so people would not think that the digital angel chip was the mark of the beast, they put it in the left shoulder. But after it's in there for a while, it migrates, just like any foreign object in the system. Okay? And they've also found it causes cancer. So they've had to go back to the drawing board. Now, what would be an ideal mark of the beast? Now, the Greek there, it says to receive the mark in. The Greek is epi, which means on, but in, within. All right. Here's an article, Chipless Mark of the Beast, Invisible RFID Ink, Safe for Humans, Cattle, the company says. The Mark of the Beast, now available in invisible ink to the eye. Can't see it. The process developed by SOMARK involves a geometric array of micro needles and an ink capsule, which is used to tattoo an animal. They've already done this on animals. See? The ink can be detected from 4 feet away. Well, they'll perfect it where they can control it with GPS. Same thing. The startup company developing chipless RFID ink has tested its product on cattle and laboratory rats. SOMARK Innovations announced this week that it successfully tested biocompatible RFID, that means radio frequency identification, ink, which can be read through animal hairs. The hairs, you just leave them there. Remember what they had to do to brand cattle? They had to go out there and they had to lasso them, you know, chase them down, tie them up, have the hot branding iron go, you know. They were making them put the chip in the ear. Now, they don't have to. Just bring them in, take and lay out the ear, you know, put it in a stall, grab hold of the ear and just go zap with the ink, and that cow's numbered. The passive RFID technology could be used to identify and track cows to reduce financial losses from bovine sporiform encephalopathy, which is mad cow disease. SOMARK, which was formed in 2005, is located at the Center for Emerging Technologies in St. Louis. The company is raising Series A equity financing and plans to license the technology to secondary markets, which can include laboratory animals, dogs, cats, prime cuts of beef, military personnel. And what did we discover that they could use it for when we talked about the Mark of the Beast, when it was the digital angel? Use it to track your children. Track those with Alzheimer's disease, all that sort of thing. Oh, this would be wonderful. No stealing from your bank account. No forging of any signatures. All of that. Chief Scientist Ramos Mays said, the tests provide a true proof of principle and mitigate most of the technological risks in terms of the product's performance. This proves the ability to create a synthetic, biometric, or fake fingerprint with biocompatible, chipless RFID ink and read it through hair. He says, it's also safe for people. See, now they will come and say, why would you resist this? They can't even see it. Think of all the convenience. But also, you now belong to the bank and to the state. Okay? So there you have it. It'll be this. The U.S. Department of Agriculture calls for a 15-digit number to track cattle. First three digits are 840 for the U.S. country code. The remaining digits are unique identifiers. The numbers would be linked to a database containing more information. Track from birth to death. Buy and sell. That's why it says no one has the ability or the power to buy or sell.
Their parents will, well, you don't want your baby kidnapped.
Parents will have their children. It will become law to have your children tattooed with this at birth. Now, what happened in Egypt when Pharaoh said, kill the male children? Couldn't kill them. And Pharaoh said, why aren't you killing them? Oh, you don't understand how healthy and strong that the Hebrew women are. We're running over to deliver the baby, and by the time we get there, it's already born. We, okay, going to have babies at home, right? You see? And the if it's given to children and they have no control over it, as one comment was made, another reason for the second resurrection. Okay? So there we have it. How close are we getting? Closer, 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 closer. So watch the financial thing. That's the important thing right now. And then keep in mind, here's this thing about the mark of the beast and the chip. And people will want it. All those on government programs, they'll say, well, if you don't have it, you don't get any unemployment, you don't get any Social Security, you know. Hey, you can just see how that will be. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll end for today. We've had a long day today.